Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about city issues.
The city is making definite progress on acquisition of the VA property, and you've certainly taken steps toward that at this week's council meeting with the TIF district being expanded to include the VA campus, right?
We took some procedural steps to help facilitate in case that transaction were to go forward, if the VA were to come in a city property or county property. Some of the actions we took would help to finance some of the activity that will go on at that campus.
This, of course, is part of the city's ongoing effort to eventually possibly acquire the campus and redevelop it. And certainly, that's something that has been needed in the city for a long time, something needed to be done with the campus that's been sitting there languishing for a decade now. And I'm sure a lot of citizens are excited to finally see some action on this front.
Well, I think a lot of them are, and I know we are as a city excited to see something happen. As you mentioned, it's been most of the buildings have been empty for a decade or more. The most recent buildings were abandoned just about a year and a half ago, but they really had operation down to just a couple of buildings at that point. Some of those buildings have been abandoned for over 20 years now. And so I think it's a real opportunity, and I think good timing for our community that we have this opportunity to do something else with that campus. We have a real need for housing. We've experienced a lot of employment growth, especially from our larger employers here in the community. A lot of folks finding it difficult to find adequate housing in the community. And so we feel like it's an opportunity to reuse that space and to help kind of get two birds with one stone, remove an eyesore and put it back on the tax rolls productively and developed for housing for folks who are wanting to come to our community.
The school district in particular is eager to see that develop because they could use more students to enroll, which means more monies for them. And if the housing plan comes to fruition, as they hope, that would be a boon for the school district.
Absolutely. We would love to see our enrollments increase. And I think there's a lot of pieces in place here in the community for some positive things to happen. And we think that the VA could play a part in that. We feel like an increased enrollment is a sign of a growing and thriving community, and that's something that we, I think, all want. And so it's been good, not just with the school district, but with a lot of other local stakeholders, that I feel like this is really moving forward together with some agreement. Obviously, our cooperation with Marion County has been a big part of that. We certainly want to continue to work with the Knoxville Community School District and also the Marion County Fair Board and the folks there at the racetrack who have an interest. So we feel like there's an opportunity for a lot of folks to really get benefit from this campus. And so we really look at it as sort of a difficult situation, but one that brings a lot of opportunities at the same time.
The solar panel installation. That, of course, is probably going to go into a quiet phase here since we're nearing winter, but you're certainly looking forward to having the panels in place, not only across the street from the city hall, but also the wastewater plant, because if that goes as planned, then it would be a big savings in electricity costs for the city.
Yeah, that's a project we're also very excited about, and you're exactly right. Probably won't see a lot of movement in the short term, but we think that come spring, there's some work that could be done. I think the update came because the original agreement with the city was for 90 days. And so Red Lion came in the interest, the 90 days are closing. He wanted to make sure that our council was aware that the pieces are being put in place and that we expect things to move forward. He didn't want it to feel like the project had, you know, gone off the rails or had fallen by the wayside. He wanted to make sure that council was aware that he's made those connections and has funding in place for this project. Like you said, though, with the weather, we probably won't see anything happening immediately, but we'll be working through the winter to put some permitting in place and have those projects ready to go when the warmer weather comes back again.
And, of course, not a large parking lot, but certainly it has the kind of footprint necessary to give the power needs that you would need for these three central buildings.
Yeah, correct. The canopy or carport would power the fire station, the combination of City Hall and Police Department, and also the library. So it's exciting. We've also looked at the city's street department building and also the water reclamation facility. So I think some opportunities to have green power, but also, yeah, save a little bit of money for the city.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.